Hello, we are back.
Back, baby. Stories from the 615.
Yes. Oh my God, he lost it. Okay, my dog is playing with a treat ball and he lost it under our table again that we're recording at. So he's...
Yeah, maybe in hindsight, not the best.
You know, I thought it would keep him quiet, but he just pushed it under the table.
I think this is my favorite setup we've done so far with recording because it's like we're sitting across from each other.
We are. It's pretty nice.
Awkward angles.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
hopefully there won't be a lot of bleed. I didn't think about that.
It'll be fine.
No, I did think about that, but okay.
Last week, well, I guess 2 weeks ago. I don't know when we're releasing this.
Sometime.
So it might seem a little choppy. We originally had the idea to record the whole story and put it in one episode. But it was just going to be too much.
And we went off into like religion and a lot of different side tangents, which actually ended up being pretty good. So
yeah, I enjoyed it. And it just gives us more content.
It does. It really does.
So if it seemed a little weird, that's why. But I hope that you enjoyed it. And if you're from Facebook and you didn't, well...
Welcome back. Fuck off. Okay, so... Okay, I should start this episode by saying... So Maddie was really stressed out about a week ago. And I was like, you know what? I never do social media. It is not my expertise, but I have a minute. And I know she wants to advertise when the newest episode was coming out. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to post for her and just pop on and say, hi, guys. I was sick with a cold. Blah, blah, blah. Because basically we like basically traded off. I don't know why I said basically twice. We traded off being sick.
Yep.
Back and forth. And then life just got insane. So here we are. But so I boosted it using fucking Facebook smart audience.
Don't. Okay.
Which, okay, you read it. And it says, boost this post to people who will most likely like your page.
Yeah. So this is a lesson. Okay. So not for Ace, but...
Oh, it's for me, too.
Well, yeah, but this is just... I am a social media manager. That's, I think, my strongest suit.
Yes.
That's what I want to do, ultimately. And Facebook is on crack. And you just have to know that it's whatever you think it says, it's not true. So the smart audience, it says, oh, we'll craft this. Oh,
I'm sorry, our dog or my dog just knocked over something and then ran away. Oh, he's back. All right, anyway.
Okay, so if it says smart audience, but if you read the fine print, it says it'll get better with time.
Oh, I totally did not read that. So, I was just like, yup, this is the least amount of work that I have to do, click.
So what Facebook actually does is it boosts it to people that will have the most chance of interacting with the content.
Oh no.
Good or bad.
I didn't know
that. Because algorithm wise, I mean, the angry reacts sometimes count as negative, but sometimes they don't. It's really complicated. So the smart audience doesn't boost it to people that are actually like your page. It's just people that will comment and like it and react to it.
Whoops.
Well, in our case, it was everyone in the US above the age of 18 that was homophobic.
And extremely conservative and transphobic, which and is they, fantastic.
They made sure to let us know how they felt on our Facebook.
Yep.
And if you check out our Facebook Live or our TikTok, by the time this episode's out, we are reacting to the hate comments. So
yep.
Honestly, it's hilarious because it's just stupid.
And well, I feel bad. So all these people, it was really sweet. All these people like came out of the woodwork on my Facebook and like messaged me and texted me and were like, hey, why are you getting so much hate? We're so sorry. Like, I hope you're okay.
And we just thought it was funny.
And I was just like, no, it's fine. I like fucked up and it's kind of funny now.
But
what happened?
What I keep saying is that just proves why we needed to have a Pride episode.
True.
Anyway, because people are like, why are you doing that? Like, things are fine.
Also, no. It's a month late. I'm like, yeah, I know, bitch. I am a terrible gay. That's why.
You're like, I'm gay all the time. It's always Pride Month.
My favorite comment is someone called me, we'll get into this in a minute or like later on our live, but my favorite comment is this guy called me an it. basically he says like, yeah, it does suck. And I said, oh my God, having a cold sucks. I'm so glad you said that. Like, I'm so happy to be back. And he just did not know how to fucking reply.
Which he also put a bunch of American flags.
He did, which...
And so I commented back as the podcaster said, we're American too.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
But thank you for commenting because it just helps our algorithm. But anyway, I don't even know how we got on that.
I don't either.
Don't use Smart Audience.
No.
Craft it. What I use for the next one, which we had people follow us from that first hate train.
We did. It was kind of nice.
That have now decided to comment on everything.
But we had good people and then we had shitty people. So
it's worth it. It's so funny. And hopefully it'll make us have a big boost.
Hopefully. We'll see. But yeah. So anyway, so going off of that train wreck. Now we're going to be talking about like my last coming out story.
Yes, which this one
is, I'm nervous. It's gonna be interesting.
I'm nervous too, and it's not even me.
I love it.
Which luckily I've noticed, because I mean we had this conversation today about Halsey. There's a lot of people coming out that do not fit in the gender binary. And the more people that do that, the easier it will become.
Definitely. I mean, we have like Demi Lovato. We have Halsey. I'm trying to think.
Jonathan.
I mean, yeah, Jonathan and Sam Smith.
Yeah.
As well. So it's like, and I do want to make the point to say, like, this is not something that has just been like publicized for media attention. It's just kind of one of those things where like I've read a lot of the artists' interviews, and basically it was a lot of them saying like, oh yeah, like I just, you know, this is how I feel, and I wanted to come out because I wanted to help other people. It's not really like a trend. It wasn't a trend of like, no, everybody now loves Queer Eye and gay people because of Queer Eye, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which I love Queer Eye, don't get me wrong, but it's like so many more people watched it just because like Jonathan is so like flamboyant and fun and stuff like that, and like some people started making kind of fun of them or him. I think he still uses he him pronouns.
I'm not sure.
Last time I looked, but if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But yeah, so it's like a lot of people kind of hopped on that train because it got so publicized and like became such a big deal, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But people supported it who were also homophobic. So it was like this weird double-edged sword of like,
which
isn't Queer Eye's fault.
It's never okay to be homophobic, but I think some people are homophobic because they've never actually interacted with or met a gay person.
True.
Which is really kind of weird.
I've met people like that.
I mean, they probably have, but they just don't know it. And it's a lot easier to like write people off if you don't ever have a personal connection.
True.
And so a big media thing like Queer Eye, a big media storm, probably did help in the way
it
made people fall in love with them, and then they're like, oh well, they're gay and I like them, so maybe being gay is not bad.
Yeah. So I mean, I do mean it was like a great, it was great, it was fantastic, opened up a lot of their audience, things like that, but at the same time it did bring a lot of hate, which isn't their fault.
There's always a pushback.
There is. And that being said, what I'm trying to say is like a lot of people that came out as non-binary, a lot of these major artists, it's kind of one of those things where they're just kind of like, yeah, this is how I feel, and you know, I want to support other people who might be feeling this way. Which is also kind of why I'm sharing my story today. I'm not saying I'm like a celebrity or anything like that. I'm far from it, but which is okay.
Yeah, but the more people talk about it,
it's yeah, the more mainstream it becomes.
Yes. And like, let's be real, the gender binary, you have two options.
Yeah, you really only have, I mean,
how are you, I
in
mean
society
now you have,
yeah
I mean obviously you have more, but like, okay, that's, it's a weird gap. Like I feel very feminine and very aligned with being a woman, but sometimes I still feel too masculine.
That's fair.
Like I'm definitely like she, her, hers and all that, but sometimes people are like, oh, you're too blah 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 for this, and I'm like,
yeah. What?
And I identify very well with my binary, so I can't even imagine for people that don't.
It's a very interesting situation. So I will say, okay, so I've heard a lot of arguments before we get into like the actual story. So I've heard a lot of arguments that I kind of would just want to address now. One of them being like, oh my God, it's like a brand new thing. No, it's not. Honestly, we have like the story of so many different people challenging the binary. Just in general, we have Mulan, of course.
Yes, my favorite bitch.
Yes, Mulan, who, I mean, a ton of people know her story. Which is
based on a true story.
It is based on a true story. Basically, she dressed up in male warrior's clothes, quote unquote male warrior's clothes, to fight on behalf of her country. And so again, that's like challenging binary. And then you also have someone like the Joan of Arc, who basically did the same thing. I mean, she was like one of the most powerful soldiers. And she's also known as like the saint of gender and like the saint of like gender nonconformity. Mm-hmm. And then you also have one of my favorites. You have Loki, actually, who's a Norse pagan god, who basically... there's one story where he basically becomes a female horse to attract the attention of a male horse. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that story because it's bad, but not bad, but like, it's just kind of, it's weird. but it's one of those things where like, he is drawn very like feminine, but also mm-hmm. masculine at the same time. And like, he's definitely like the god of like rejects and like degenerates and things like that. He is the trickster god, but he's also like the god of like non-binary people and gay people. What?
Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh, not at what you're saying, but I just thought of another queen that needs to be recognized.
Who?
I can't remember his name, but the alien in Lilo and Stitch that dresses up as a woman.
Pleakley.
Yes.
I fucking love Pleakley. Also, it took me the longest time. It took me until yesterday to realize that they weren't just roommates.
You thought they were roommates?
Yes, because they mentioned they were roommates. I didn't know they were dating for the longest time.
They literally role play as like husband and wife.
Okay, you know what?
The humans.
I didn't realize that, okay? but anyway, so that being said, and then there's also, of course, in Native culture, there's Two-Spirit, which is a very, very, very high level, actually. So before Natives became more westernized, it was a lot of you have two spirits inside of you. Is why it's called Two-Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so basically you're neither male nor female. And they held like very, very high places in the hierarchy of the Natives. And so that's been happening for like thousands of years. And so it's kind of interesting because it's like all these people are like, oh my God, like people like changing gender roles or like people like challenging gender roles or like people being non-binary is like brand new. And it's not. It's really not. No. It's actually pretty old. We've just now caught up to it. So many other languages, so many other places in the world celebrate these people or are aware that these people exist. Are aware that we exist. So
these people, and you're like, oh shit, that's me.
Well, I was saying these people because I just came out of the conversation of Two-Spirit, and it's like you can only use that term to define yourself if you were a Native. And so it's like, while I do have like Cherokee people in my family, I don't feel comfortable claiming that.
Well, I mean, we're Americans, so we're the mutts of the world.
Exactly. You're not wrong. So it's that type of thing where it's like, you know, we exist in multiple different countries. Multiple different countries have words for people outside the gender non-binary. They have words. I'm trying to think. I've done a lot of like studies on this, but like they have a lot of words for non-gendered items. And so, cause like in Western society and English culture, we use they, them pronouns, because, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. So a lot of people have asked me, oh, aren't they, them plural? Like you're not plural. You're not more than one person.
Yeah. Which honestly,
I can see where they're coming from.
Some people are doing it to be assholes. There's always assholes. But
some people genuinely don't understand, which is okay.
And I get that because I was kind of confused like the first time. Me too. I had heard that. I was like, what? There's actually a SpongeBob video.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's a SpongeBob video.
Which we didn't know. We weren't doing it to be ill-intentioned.
I kind of was. So I would kind of make fun of non-binary people. You didn't know this. I would search like videos of non-binary people, like people making fun of them. Everything like that, just because I was like not understanding my own identity.
I get that. Kind of.
Well, I mean, I did that really with gay people, but...
I sympathize with you. I don't get that on a personal level.
No, I get it. I get that. But, so yeah, so it's that type of thing where it's like... That's also why a lot of people are homophobic. That's why a lot of people are transphobic. I mean, not all the reasons people are assholes, but that's some of the reason for certain people.
Yeah, like all the people that say, oh, it's a choice. It's like, why do you think it's a choice?
Like we discussed in the last episode, like my roommate, Mary. So last time we discussed my old roommate, Mary, and how she said she had all the thoughts and feelings that I did, and her mom told her she wasn't gay. So she's not gay.
Sure,
which,
Jan.
Right. Which, like... like, what is happening with me?
Which she doesn't identify as gay, so...
She doesn't. And, like, I'm not trying to out her. I'm really not. It's just kind of the situation of... Okay, well...
Let's cuddle and be really close. And
she would tell me the TV's broken, so we had to watch our show that we watched together. We had a show that we loved together and watched together on her laptop because the TV was broken. The TV was not broken. I bought the fucking TV. I should know. But yeah. So it's that type of thing where it's like people internalize homophobia so much, which is sad. It makes me sad because I did that. I know how that feels. Yeah. And so, and a lot of it is like Christianity. A lot of it is like modern religion, things like that, which again, you have the whole argument of separation of church and state that people forget about. But that being said, so going back to they, them pronouns being plural.
Yes.
So they, them pronouns have been used singularly for generations, ever since Shakespeare, ever since, you know, a lot of different forms of literature. And so basically, so how I explain how it is can be used singularly, I can't talk, is so if you see somebody driving down the road and you don't know who's driving the car, you say their car.
Yeah.
Or that person's car, because you don't know the gender of the person driving the car. So that's kind of where they, them comes from, is you don't know the gender of the person, or the gender, or the person themselves don't know their own gender. And gender and sex are different. A lot of people don't realize that. So the whole transgender movement is, this actually comes from my girlfriend, which is really sweet. She explained, basically, she took a gender study class.
Okay.
And basically explained, hang on. Okay, so I'm back. I can breathe better. I'm going to take the part out. Yay. Maybe. But, or I'll forget. But, all right, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so basically, that's a lot of the way how I explain they, them pronouns being singular is... And a lot of different people will say also to be a dick and also to like blatantly to not understand. Like I had a friend sit me down the other day and she's like, I understand when your soul, like your soul is genderless. Everyone's soul is genderless, which I was like, that's kind of interesting. That's how she quantifies it.
Well, I mean, if you want to get Christian with it, in the Bible, it says your physical body doesn't matter once you die and give your soul over to the Lord.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize that. And so basically she would explain, oh, well, your soul is genderless. So I understand that. And I'm like, okay. But she's like, I don't understand because you're not more than one person. And I'm like, that's fair. She's like, your physical being is not more than one person. And I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. I get what you're saying.
I get it. But a counter argument to be a dick or a devil's advocate is our society doesn't really have a third set of pronouns.
No.
And we're not ready for that.
That's fair. Yeah.
I wish we were, but like, look at.
That's fair.
There, nobody would do it because they want to be complicated.
And like, everything is so gendered by default. I mean, everything. So.
I mean, even outlets are. And gendered.
Yeah, and like cords and audio are gendered. I will say, so okay, so oh, this is what I was explaining earlier, so, and I forgot, but basically gender and sex are two completely different things. So sex is the reproductive organs that you were born with.
And your chromosomes.
And your chromosomes.
Which you can also be born with two X's and a Y.
You can.
And two Y's and an X and three X's and
yeah, you can be born with two different, and like I don't want to quantify people by their genitalia. That's not what I'm trying to do.
And but, also people can be intersex, which
right, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah, a lot of the anti-trans movement is, well, you're born with either part, and it's like, well, you're counting out a whole group of people.
You are. And also a lot of those people, I've heard a ton of stories about how their parents just like choose their sex for them. Where it's like they literally like hack off part of their body. And that being said, I am not in any way trying to quantify people by their reproductive organs, by their the genitalia they have. That is not my intention, because it's honestly only your business.
Yeah,
you know, or if you're dating somebody and they happen to have to know, then it's their business.
Or your doctor.
Oh yeah, or your doctor, you know. Things like that, but things that are very personal. And so that being said, so going back into it, so sex and gender are very different. Sex is literally it's literally how you're born. Gender is the role in society that is placed on you. That's the difference. So gender in itself is like made up. That fan also is not going to fall on you. It's just very rickety.
Oh, I wasn't worried about falling on me. Thanks for a new fear unlocked.
You're welcome. I just wanted to instill that fear in you. But that being said, gender is your roles in society. And so it's things that are placed on you. In the Western world, again, everything is very gendered. You know, male-female bathrooms, male-female clothing. Things like that, or like, oh, you know, a woman wearing a man's suit is like unusual to people, or makeup, or
yeah,
anything like that. And it's natural to do that. I mean, it is, because that's how we were raised, that's how society is, especially in the fucking South. The amount of times I've been called ma'am is a lot. And it's like, some people tend to think that I'm like very like, yeah, I post a lot about they, them pronouns. I post a lot about gender, gender dysphoria, gender euphoria, which is the opposite of dysphoria. So gender dysphoria is, which we'll get into in my story. Well, you don't feel comfortable in the body you're in. And it can be related to, I mean, dysphoria in general can be related to, you know, okay, so you see yourself one way, but you're actually another. So like, mm-hmm. You see yourself, like a lot of people who have body image issues, you see yourself as like heavier than you actually are, or you see yourself as skinnier than you actually are.
Yeah. You know what's a bitch? When you have both.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Depending on the day.
Yep. I feel you. So yeah, so dysphoria in general. And then when you get to gender, it's like you have certain parts about your body that make you like feel really weird. Basically, to me, it just kind of makes me feel super anxious, and it drives me nuts. So like personally, I just kind of have boobs. They just exist. I don't really feel one way or another about them. I mean, I don't like them very much. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where I'm just kind of like, cool, they're here. Like, they exist. Like, all right. Yeah. Like, and I wear something called a binder. So a binder, what it basically does is make you have, my dog is currently crawling under my chair, which I don't even know how he fits, but whatever. Anyway, so I wear something called a binder. A binder basically creates a flat chest for trans men, for non-binary people, or really anybody that just wants to wear like a suit, have a flatter chest, anything like that. Anyone can wear a binder. You don't have to have dysphoria. You don't have to have dysphoria to be trans either. But that being said, like, you don't have to have dysphoria to wear a binder. You can wear it if it makes you feel more comfortable, or if it makes you look better or perceive yourself better. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That being said, so I wear a binder because I like a flatter chest. I do not like, some days I do like my boobs. Some days I do. I just have them out. Like today I'm wearing a crop top without a bra. And that's just kind of how I am. And then it's like some days I really don't want any boobs at all. And so that's kind of how I explain my gender dysphoria and how I explain a lot of my dysphoria, which again, you can't, I don't know what he's trying to do, but again, you can't quantify someone based on their parts. But it's just how I see it for myself. It's the parts of myself that make me uncomfortable. And so it's one of those things where it's like I share a lot of those posts, or I share a lot of, you know, comics or things about being non-binary. And I've had comments where people are like, oh my God, like you're one of those people who goes out in the public and like if someone calls you ma'am, you're going to flip out. And it's like, no, I'm really not that way.
No,
a lot of people are not that way.
I mean, we went to get brunch and the waitress was so nice, but
she was very sweet.
Hey, ladies. And I was like,
I was like, more of a dude, but it's fine. But so yeah, so it's one of those things where it's like, I'm sorry, my dog is trying to eat something and I think he found a fly probably. Anyway, so it's one of those things where it's like, if somebody asks me my pronouns, I'll mention it. Or if I get to know someone well enough, I'll mention it. Because I know, you know, 90% of society is going to see me as a woman. I know that. That bothers me. I have crying anxiety sessions over it a lot of the time. A lot of people don't know that. But it does genuinely bother me because I do not feel like a woman. I do not identify with the idea of being a woman.
Yeah.
I don't. I identify more with being a man, but I'm definitely more of a feminine man because I also understand what it's like to be a woman and to be looked down on in society. And that being said, it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things that I kind of wrestle with where it's like, I don't know if I am like a trans man or if there's things called trans masculine and trans feminine. Trans masculine is you can be non-binary, which again, is you feel in between or you feel none at all, or you feel both. And so I lean more towards the masculine side of the spectrum.
Okay.
Than the feminine side. So I would soon, if you told me I would have to pick one right now, I would soon identify more as a man than a woman. In general, that's just kind of how I feel. That's how my experience is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I understand that 90% of society does not see me that way. And I know that. I get that. And so that's why I've never been offended. I've never corrected anybody. And also it just gets exhausting. So I'm just like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see this person again. Like chances are I'm not going to see this person again. And so basically, hang on. I'm sorry. He is pouting because he lost his ball and is very upset. Anyway, sorry. We have the mascot in the room with us. He is the Music City Pity. His name is Archer and he's a goofball. So he lost his ball and he was pouting at me because it was stuck under my chair. Anyway, that being said, going back into the whole discussion. So it's one of those things where it's like, I do not identify with any of the things that come with being a woman or just in general. I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable. It makes me very uncomfortable, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't seek to make it a problem with people. I don't seek to, you know, purposely correct my pronouns all day long because number one, I feel like a dick. And number two, it's just exhausting.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I'm also the type that's like internally exhausted more than externally exhausted.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Not in the same vein, but exhaustion, yes.
Exactly. So now we're gonna go like more into like my actual story.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Well, actually, sorry, let me back up. There's a part I brought up about being transgender. So my girlfriend went to a gender studies class and I had to blow my nose during this segment, so that's why we're a little discombobulated. But so basically my girlfriend went to this gender studies class and learned all about different types of genders, transgender people, all of this different things. And they were very in depth about it. It was for social work.
That's cool.
Yeah. Which is really cool, which my roommate Mary also had to go through, but just thought it was ridiculous because she's a Christian. Anyway, that being said,
not all Christians are transphobic.
No, not all Christians are transphobic. Just a lot of them happen to me, which is kind of funny. But so what happened is basically transgender in itself does not mean transition. Transgender literally means your gender does not line up with the sex you were assigned at birth.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's the whole umbrella. It's like saying the word queer. You know, it's not only saying, oh, I'm gay or I'm bi or things like that. It's just saying I'm queer or the LGBTQIA community. It's literally just an umbrella term. Okay. And a lot of people don't understand that, which is fine.
I don't think I did until recently.
Yeah, honestly. Which is fine. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that. That's part of the reason I want to do this episode is because I want to explain a lot of things that not only I have learned, but things that I've experienced and things that people might not understand.
And this is a great space for it because you can talk and nobody can talk back.
Only you can, but
they
it's fine.
To the radio or headphones, but
this is
can't.
A therapy session. No,
I know, which if
it actually is.
If
but
you need a break at any point,
I'll let you know. Yeah,
let me know. Seriously.
No, I'm good for now. I've also talked about this a lot, so I have a lot of different people who will come to me as parents. Actually. I'm part of, yeah, so I'm part of a group in South Lake, Texas. They're called LED, and I think, I forget what it stands for, I feel bad. But basically, they're called, like, the Dragons. So what they do is, like, it's a lot of parents who will go out and fight on behalf of trans people, trans youth, gay youth, LGBTQIA youth.
That's cool.
And it's really cool, because, like, Texas is still very homophobic and very transphobic in general. Which is really sad. I mean, it depends on the person, of course. Literally, my own dad was asked when he was appointed judge. It was between him and this other woman, I think, where basically they asked him, okay, would you marry two gay people? My dad was like, well, duh. He's like, what kind of question is that? Like, I mean, he didn't say it exactly like this, yeah. But he was just kind of like, that's such a silly, like, he was telling me about it later. He was like, such a silly question. Like, of course I'd marry gay people. Like, they deserve to get married as much as we do.
And it's just illegal.
It is, yeah. Too, so. Exactly. So he's like, that's so, like, pointless to ask me that question. And, like, I mean, he ended up getting the spot, which is cool. But, like, it's just one of those things where he thought it was such a silly question. He was like, what type of question is that? Like, of course. And so there still is a need for a lot of, like, representation in Texas. I mean, and Tennessee and in the southern United States.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's like I have had several parents and siblings and just teachers come to me and be like, hey, I'll get messages all the time. That'll be, hey, you know, a lot of them will be, my kid just came out as non-binary. How can I help him? And I'll immediately be like, well, what pronouns? They're like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, first things first, ask your kid.
yeah.
And, you know, it's opening that whole conversation or giving them resources to be like, hey, here's a group of the other parents or here's a group of articles and here's some books to help you study and understand your kid better. And it's like even just asking is helping your kid already. And so I have a ton of people just, you know, either parents of trans kids or trans, you know, trans grownups, trans, you know, all different types of people, even gay kids who will say, you know, hey, my child has come out as gay and I don't really know how to deal with that because, you know, the Bible X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I've done a ton of studies on the Bible. And I'll sit and be like, okay, well, the verse you're mentioning actually is translated as this in the original Hebrew text. So it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that work. And I have the resources to be like, hey, or they'll be like, hey, my kid needs new clothes for the school year. What are some like more masculine brands for a feminine body? And so I have a list of masculine brands. So yeah.
Which Target.
Target's actually pretty great. That's where I send a lot of people.
Yeah. And the thing is, there are a lot of corporations that during June, they want their coin and that's it. They don't care about gay people the rest of the time. Target is not that.
Which, Victoria's Secret, we're looking at you. They're very anti-trans.
They're anti.
But I saw a Pride post the other day and I was like, wait a minute, you can't for Pride if
they
it's...
have a new CEO though.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think.
Okay.
But yeah, Target's not one of those corporations. It's still a corporation. It still has its flaws.
Yeah.
I worked at Target. I mean, I still do like once or twice a week to, you know, get that coin, pay my bills.
Hell yeah.
But.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
They really make sure when you're hired that you have the training that's like, do not assume pronouns. Do not call anybody ma'am or sir.
It's nice. Yeah.
Ask somebody their name, like the fitting room. Like, we only have one fitting room.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They don't do gendered fitting rooms. And you ask, like, what their preferred name is to put on the door.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids' clothing, too, is, what? Oh, my gosh.
Not what gendered?
What is the word?
Ungendered or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Non-gendered. Actually, I had an argument with this lady before for an infant. This was ridiculous.
You with an argument? No.
This lady's like, what gendered is this infant's outfit? It was like a gray outfit. And I said, oh, it's like non-gendered. It's like, like it could be whatever.
Right.
And she goes, no, it can't. Which one is it? And I'm like, this hell? Is Target. It doesn't have a gender. It's just a gray onesie. And she refused to buy it because of that.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, it's a freaking infant. It looks like a potato. Like, come on. But also,
I'm coming out as a potato.
Yeah, Target actually does care.
It is nice. I have noticed that when I go in.
They try. And like original use, it's technically in the men's section. But I mean, everybody that works there knows it's like the non-binary brand because it's not like super masculine, but it's not feminine.
So that's one of the brands I recommend is Goodfellow, original use. I'm trying to think really.
Cat and Jack's good for kids.
I love Cat and Jack. So also life hack. If you are so because I was born, my sex is female. unfortunately, no, I'm kidding. So I was born with a female body, and I have a size 8 in women's, but in men's it's like a size 5 or 6. It's like a weird conversion.
Isn't men's like 34?
Men's is larger than women's.
I know, but isn't men's sized like by the inches, like 30?
I'm talking about shoe size.
Oh,
shoe size. I'm sorry. No. No. So men's is by inches, that's which is very
that's
nice.
Why
but
I was so confused. Yes.
So that is another life hack is if you know you're like inches, like I wear a 33 in pants. That's my size in men's pants because they don't have the same curves, whatever.
Yeah.
But in shoes with Cat and Jack, they have like pretty professional looking shoes. Like I've gotten some bomb ass shoes from Cat and Jack because they have a size 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And technically like men's. And they're cheaper.
So you mean Goodfellow.
I'm talking about shoes.
I know, but Cat and Jack's just a kid's brand.
Yes, but so Goodfellow only starts at size 8 in men's.
Oh, okay.
Which is bigger than women's. So it would be a size 10 in women's.
Oh, okay.
But Cat and Jack, a size 6, I think it's like 5 or 6 in kids / boys / men's is a size 8 in women's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you go to that kids brand, quote unquote kids brand, you can actually pick out some pretty nice tennis shoes, some pretty nice shoes.
And they're cheaper.
They're a lot cheaper. And Kohl's too is pretty great at that too. Kohl's actually has, I've noticed this recently, Kohl's actually has a lot of clothes that are, if there's like a Nike shoe you want, that's like a quote unquote male's Nike shoe and you want it in females, a lot of times they'll have the same exact pattern in a kid's size that you can go and get. Which is really cool.
That is cool.
Kids being for a size 8 in women's. So yeah, it's very confusing. Like American sizes are so confusing. But that being said, so yeah, it's like I have a lot of these resources for people or somebody will be like, "Hey, I'm dating a trans person. Can you help me like navigate this?" I've also had somebody who was a bitch about it, but anyway, that being said, I've helped a lot of people to be like, oh, these clothing brands are great, or oh, these stores are great, avoid these stores, like that type of thing. So yeah, so it's very interesting, but now we can get into kind of my story.
Yes, let's get into your story.
Oh god, where are we going? So
okay, so maybe it will help if I ask some leading questions.
Okay, yes. Because my brain's all over the place. I've had 2 coffees, so I'm like, woohoo!
I wish I had another coffee.
Oh, I can make you some after.
No, you're good. Let's see.
You're like, hell no.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to ask things in a genuine way without accidentally pissing some people off.
I mean, here's the thing is, like, if you do piss people, like, I won't.
I'm very well intentioned for people that don't. I mean,
right.
I mean, I don't think anything I'm going to ask is going to be bad.
No, but I also won't let you. Like, again, I literally have people saying, what's in your pants? Or how do I ask somebody that? And I'm like,
you don't.
No. And I know you're not going to ask those questions, but I'm just saying, like,
no.
Anything you say, I take everything someone asks me with a grain of salt because it's really impossible to offend me because I've rather you offend me than a trans person who's really struggling with their identity. So I'd rather you ask me and kind of vet those questions for me because I'm comfortable. And I love mass chaos.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to offend me. No, I highly doubt you are. But okay. That being said, if someone thinks you're an asshole because you're genuinely asking questions, that's on them, not on you.
Well, okay. When did you first realize that you had gender dysphoria?
Oh, shit.
You're like, oh, yeah, you are going to piss people off.
No, you're not. It's just personally, that's a very hard question, but it's a good question.
It could literally be as simple as I was 7 and I had we're getting penis to that. Envy or...
I think so. A lot of it is going to be looking back on it. I don't think in the time I really knew what was going on.
Yeah, hindsight's 2020.
Right. So a lot of the time growing up, I would copy the mannerisms of women around me because I would... It's the imposter syndrome. So a lot of it was definitely in high school and middle school when, like, you're going through, like, those changes, everything like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have imposter syndrome in different ways, too.
Oh, yeah.
Age. So I think that it can easily go unclogged.
Yes. And a lot of it was, like, when I started, and again, I'm not going to quantify people to just their body parts, just their genitalia, anything like that. But that being said, all of these circumstances are related to me and my identity and how I experience things.
Well, so, it's your story too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can tell you
exactly
anything about your lived experiences.
Yeah. I just want to be very straight up and be like, a lot of people quantify trans people on gender, trans people on genitalia and on body parts. And that's not what we're trying to do. So basically, I remember when my boobs started growing, I like freaked out. I didn't understand. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, I would have nightmares about it. I just hated it. Like, I would feel so uncomfortable the whole time. And it's a lot of, number one, sex ed was, like, non-existent. And number two...
Especially for...
like, queer people.
Well, that, but also even just cis women.
True. Yeah. So it's a lot of, like... I remember just, like, having nightmares. And, like, I would stuff my bra a lot. And try and make my bra my boobs seem bigger than they were because I felt like an imposter woman.
Well, I never did that, but I literally had boobs from third grade on, and I was literally like a D in the seventh grade, like by the beginning of seventh grade.
Damn, you poor thing.
Oh, it was horrible. I had a lot of paper footballs shot down my shirt by nasty junior high boys.
Yep. My girlfriend was that way.
Back has been hurting me for 10 years.
You poor thing. That's why I'm saying you poor thing. But yeah, so basically it was like, this is me thinking back on it. This isn't at the time. Didn't realize puberty is scared for a lot of kids or scary for a lot of kids, whatever. But it was that. And I would also like seek to copy the mannerisms of a lot of women around me. Like even, I don't know, just day to day. I was just like awkward. I walked like a man. I got that comment.
You did.
So many times. I still do. But like, I got that comment so many times from people where they're like, oh my God, you walk like a man. You must be a lesbian. I'm like, okay.
You're like, check.
I'm like, yep, check. And so it's one of those things where like, there wasn't a certain point, but looking back on it now, it was like my whole high school, I would be so fucking awkward because I was very respectful. I got along with the teachers better than the students. And also, I would be polite. So I'd ask somebody, like, may I sit here? Or I'd open the door for people. And people thought that was, like, so nerdy for whatever reason. And I'm not saying that's specifically gendered. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. A lot of women cared about all this, like, catty bullshit. And, like, all of this, like... And again, I'm not trying to... I'm really not trying to stereotype women at all.
Yeah, please don't.
I'm not at all. But what I'm trying to say is, a lot of times in middle school or in high school, you would have a lot of like women who were into that catty bullshit, into looks, into things like that. And I would just be straightforward and be like, yeah, so this, so-and-so said this about me, or said you said this about me. What's up with that? And I just asked people that, and they would be so shook. And I'd just be like, okay. Or I'd sit like a dude, quote unquote. I would not sit very lately. Like, I would not cross my ankles, all of that bullshit. I would like sit, literally sit with my legs apart and my hands hanging down.
My ankles crossed, and you're sitting.
I'm.
I don't even know how you're sitting.
I'm sitting cross-legged and on a chair. This is how I sit a lot of the time.
Not even like with your feet tucked. They're just no wild in.
Yep. This is me a lot of the time. I do this on bar stools at bars, and people are like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I don't
know
how you managed to do that.
But anyway, so it's a lot of just feeling the imposter syndrome, and a lot of, you know, depression and anxiety came with that. The Robin Williams effect of, well, I feel really shitty, so I want to make you happy. I want to make other people not feel the way I feel. And again, none of that came from my home life. None of that came from my family. I will say,
it came from your
mom, I love you. What? Wait, what did you say?
I said it came from your fucked up genes.
Yes. No. And like a lot of it
we all have fucked up.
We
genes.
Do. A lot of it does come from, I was a lot closer to my dad than my mom. And that's just how it was. Not anything, not any reason. I think my dad and I are very similar.
Yeah. I understand that.
Might feed into my perception of gender. Because my dad also always enforced like, oh yeah, like you can love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like it doesn't matter. Like
my dad
you can
was
love
a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh my god, I love that.
Like he literally got paid to dress up in this like expensive Raphael costume and went to state fairs and stuff. And one time a kid came and punched him in the balls and he,
oh my god,
he'd get arrested for this now. He fucking knocked that kid down. He was an adult.
I love it. That was amazing. I actually didn't know that story. But yeah, so it's like I wanted to dress up as Spider-Man, you know, for Halloween, or I wanted to dress up as like male, you know, quote unquote male characters.
I have a secret.
Oh.
I dressed up as Spider-Man with the big muscles for 3 years in a row.
Oh my god,
this
me
is
too.
Probably why we're best friends.
Yeah.
Even though mine is like not gender dysphoria. It's just I was a huge tomboy.
I mean, also like being a tomboy is okay. Like challenging gender norms is okay. It doesn't mean that you have to be non-binary. Like,
I think that's why I am the way I am too, or I just like don't give a single shit like how people express themselves. Because growing up, like my family's like, yeah, do whatever. Like, yeah, shoot archery. Like I went to archery shoots, like competitions with my grandfather.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, go fishing, dress up as Spider-Man, like exactly. Skateboard.
That's like, how my dad, like,
a shit.
That's how a majority of my family was. My mom was kind of that way. My dad was very, very much that way. He would take me fishing. He would take me shooting, everything like that. My mom, on the other hand, I wasn't allowed to.
Your face.
Well, okay.
Does
I'm like,
she even listen to this podcast?
I don't know. She liked our Facebook page, but she like doesn't realize we're not friends on Facebook. But
wait, what'd you say?
Nothing. So that being said, it's like my mom, we were not allowed to leave the house with that makeup when we were 12.
Oh.
Full-fledged, full face of makeup. Foundation, cover-up, mascara, eyeliner, everything like that. And, like, that's not necessarily gendered. I don't view makeup as gendered. But that being said, like,
it's that southern, it's like, suburban.
It is. And we would have to, like, dress a certain way, dress very femininely. Like, she would buy me, like, very, very feminine matching outfits, like, with the little skirt and the little shirt. Like,
that reminds me of when I went home with you. That spring break, and she tried to like buy me all these dresses, and I was like, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
She's my like, mom. Please.
So
well, she has Lindsay, but please let me have somebody I can buy this Forks Ace.
No, she has Maddie,
that's
my girlfriend.
True. The other Maddie.
Yes, the other Maddie.
The other woman.
The other. Oh.
I'm kidding.
So that being said, like, I am being very careful about this and intentional because my mom is a sweetheart. She really means well. This is just kind of how she was raised. Which there's nothing wrong with it. She's just very, very feminine and forces, you know, feminine I don't want to say stereotypes, it's not fair, but like feminine values, being, you know,
yeah,
always having your nails done.
She is very feminine.
She's extremely feminine. Yes. Always having your nails done, always, you know, wearing pantyhose, or always wearing, you know, certain things, or, you know, not cussing, not burping, not farting, which I do all the above. And it's like, it's that type thing. We're like, I was so not that, and so many people around me were so that way, that I was just like, ugh, this is weird. Like, I would also, you know, I'd be more friends with guys than I would with women, because I got along better with men than I did with women, which is okay. And again, I'm not trying to stereotype women in any sort of way. It was just, I don't know, for some reason, a lot of the men I was around, which were pretty good men, to be honest, they weren't like locker room talk men, like that type, or at least they didn't do it around me, thank God, because they know it wouldn't go over well. But that being said, it was like I got along with a lot of men because we would talk about the same things, or we'd be into the same things, or, you know, we'd be talking, you know, I wanted so badly to wear pants to school. I didn't want to wear a skirt. Like, I fucking hated skirts. Went to private school. I did. I graduated from private school.
Oh my God, if I went to, well, first of all, I'd have to be down to my knees or below if I wore a skirt, but at my school, which was a public school that's like in a very small town, they'd be like, why are you dressed up? It'd be like people I didn't even talk to. What are you dressed up for? You got somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Like, what if I just wanted to be feminine today? Well, no. You have to have a reason.
Exactly. And like, nobody was allowed to wear suits to prom, like anything like that. So it's all of that to answer your question, if it does. It's like, there wasn't one pivotal moment, but it's kind of looking back, I was so fucking uncomfortable. Like, I mean, yeah, I would wear stuff to prom. I would wear, you know, big dresses. I like, you know, how they look. I don't like how I feel in them. And I do not like heels. I detest heels. Yeah. I cannot walk in heels at all. I know a lot of like women are I can't. I walk like a duck. Maddie has seen me in heels. I walk like a fucking duck.
This was my date 1 year to formal because I was very anti dating men. Well, I wasn't dating Ace, but
lot of people thought we did, but
yeah. But I was very into I'm single and I don't have the drama of the man.
Yep.
And I'm going to just have fun and take my friend instead.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot more fun.
There was so much fucking drama, but it was a lot of fun.
It wasn't between us. So it was like all these things that were happening around us. Like this one guy I kind of liked at the time came with another girl. And then
he only spent the night talking to you so much the other girl left. And hates you still.
Hates me, even though I didn't even really like him anymore.
And you weren't giving any indication of giving him the time of day, and he was just like, "This is okay."
He's married now.
He is, which is weird. I have a theory.
Adopting a child.
He what?
He's adopting a child.
Oh.
Or fostering. Or
he's something. The one that asked one of my friends, "How do you know you're gay?" And he goes, "How do you know you're straight?" And he goes, "Oh." Anyway, I'm not trying to out all these people. I'm not.
He's the one that called me shallow because I wasn't like.
I forgot about that.
He asked me, God. So when I was first year in college, freshman year, I was dating this unfortunate disaster of a person from high school.
This ugly motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I had been dating him for a lot of years because I just didn't really know how to end it. I don't know. Anyway, so he's like, are you going to marry him? And I was like, I don't know. Which, in hindsight,
I mean, that's a fair answer too, but
5 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what are your qualifications? And I did not mean it to sound this way.
Wait, what? What are your qualifications?
That sounds
Wait, stupid. What?
No. He said, like, well, what does he have to do? Like, he's been dating for
Okay, I was like, hello?
And I was like, I don't know. He needs to be able to make enough money to like comfortably buy me a ring and pay for a wedding. And I didn't mean for it to sound shallow.
I mean, that's fair.
I meant for it to sound financially responsible. Like, I'm not going to get married at 18.
Me too.
And then he called me like shallow. Like,
oh my, that boy is so shallow. He is a Lady Gaga song. But that was dumb.
And then guess what? I didn't end up marrying the high school person.
Nope.
Oh, I'd be miserable.
You did not. Yes, you would.
Well, I don't even think I'm old enough to get married now, and I'm 20. I'm almost 25.
I'm the same way. So Maddie is almost 25. I am almost 24, which is fucking weird to me. It's weird, but yeah. So I met my girlfriend Maddie, but and we're literally. I joke. Well, I mean, you too, but I meant like in the context of what I was talking about, like for Maddie and I to get married, like we still think we're children.
I am getting married next year.
I forgot.
I got the venue booked.
Oh, shit.
If it wasn't the right person, I would be running away screaming because I don't know. I mean, I'm so excited because it's
pretty. Yeah.
But and part of the time I'm like, oh, we're not already married. But then
I'm the same way with my girlfriend. Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, how am I this old now? And then he's older than me. He's going to be 30 this year. And
oh my God, I forgot. Oh my God.
He's not worried about it. I think I'm freaking out. I'm being 30 more than he is. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you have like kids in your 30s.
Some people. My parents did wait a long time to have kids, actually.
Well.
Because they're in their 60s.
Your dad's?
Oh yeah.
Your mom?
In your 60s. Yeah, they both so are. Shitty. You didn't know that? That's no. So funny. My dad dyes his hair. Oh, quick side tangent. I'm outing my dad. Quick side tangent. I remember, okay, so my mom would be so perplexed, and my mom has platinum blonde dyed hair. That's just the type of woman she is, like always bleach blonde hair, which is fine.
You gotta be whatever. Southern.
Very Southern, yes. Higher hair, closer to God. Anyway, so my mom is, you know, very Southern, always has her hair dyed, never seen her without makeup, even when she sleeps.
So she's like Dolly
Parton. And when she showers. Yeah.
Dolly Parton's afraid.
Did you know Dolly Parton's 75? She finally, like,
yeah.
Said her age. Anyway.
She also says that she puts makeup on in her sleep in case the house burns down so that they can identify
She also did
her.
A Playboy bunny shoot.
I love her. She also... Which I guess we talked about that in our first episode, that she goes out.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Just in like brown hair and normal makeup.
Yep.
But she still has a very noticeable and trademarkable body.
A lot of women do, though. Like a lot of women who have had like plastic surgery. I'm not like trying to out anybody or be a bitch.
No, what? She always
a bitch. I'm a pen.
She always admits she has plastic surgery. Yeah. That's why I love her, too. She goes, God didn't make plastic surgeons to starve.
Oh.
That's a quote of hers.
I love that. Okay, wait.
And
I want to go back to my dad's
would do it
hair
too.
Story. Yes.
You had the money.
I mean, like, yeah.
Is she wrong?
Take my boobies. No. So my dad. So my mom didn't know for years that my dad was dyeing his hair. My dad has like salt and pepper sides. And so my mom was perplexed the entire time. Like my dad kept getting older and older and older. And she'd be like, okay, how have you never gotten gray hair? Like, she was so perplexed, so confused. My dad would sneak off to the hair salon, not tell her. He would do it, like, during his workday. Like, most people cheat, right? He would go to the fucking hair salon and dye his fucking hair and just never tell my mom. Until, like, years. I mean, this is, like, 4 years ago. She finally learned that he dyed his hair.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, so it's that type of thing. So yeah, I mean, my parents are in their 60s. Yeah.
I thought you didn't know what age they were. Wasn't there a time period you're like, I don't know how old they are? And I was like,
yeah. I mean, my dad, so my mom is 9/9/59 is her birthday. And my dad was born in 60.
Oh, okay. Because my dad was born in 60.
Yeah.
So they're about the same age as my dad.
Mm-hmm. My dad's younger than my mom. Side note.
Only like barely.
I mean, yeah. I it's just funny. Anyway, so all that being said, going back to our main tangent. So I have so many tangents. But yeah, going back to our main story, our main news coverage.
Okay, so next question, I guess.
Okay.
I like how I'm just asking you random questions.
No, that's okay.
I can't even remember because everything is blurring together, especially with the pandemic.
Okay.
But when did you finally use the non-binary label?
Ooh.
Like, I literally thought it was earlier than it was.
Okay.
Like, I literally thought that you were already using it by the time I met Brandon. And Brandon's like, no.
No. So it did come a lot later. So a lot. So part of my story is I had a very, very shitty therapist who I'm not going to get much into because I still have PTSD. It's fine. But that being said, like, I... went to this really shitty therapist who just gave my number out to random trans people and my information without my consent, which is very illegal. She's been reported to the board, all this stuff. Anyway, that being said, that's another story. And also, I want to normalize that shitty therapists exist.
Yes.
So she basically tried to force me to be a trans man. Just to say that she has had therapy with a trans man. Yeah. So I moved something on the table and it was me.
That scared both of us.
I know. I'm sure you'd hear it. That was my dog's like hound bark because he's a mess. Archer, come here. I'm not gonna take this part out.
Guard the house.
Come here. Anyway, so that being said, what was the question? Oh yeah. So my therapist was super shitty and all of his hair is up. This is what it was, buddy. It was right here. I was just playing with the table. I'm sorry. So our table is actually a massive bass drum. That someone turned into a table. So all the parts still work and come unscrewed. So that's what I was playing with, was like the actual leg of it. And he thought someone was intruding the house, invading the house. Anyway, going back to the actual story. I'm so sorry. This is why having a mascot is a bad idea. Because he just...
You want to say hi?
He says hello. Anyway, so going back... I mean, also, I don't want to make any of this too serious or too like... Anyway, so my therapist really tried to make me into a trans man, tried to separate me from my family, a lot of that, which is not okay. And so it was I thought that you could only be a trans man or a trans woman. And then I saw someone kind of, so when I actually started researching the label and using the label is I first used the term androgynous. Which is that. More of like how the style you present and not necessarily like your gender. So like you can be an androgynous woman. So like you can dress very masculinely to where people like question your pronouns, mm-hmm. or question if you're in between. But you can identify something else. So I first used that because Jeffree Star, actually, which I want to make it very clear, we do not support him
or Shane Dawson.
Or Shane Dawson.
If this podcast ever blows up and they try to dig up dirt, because Ace and I have a picture where we're wearing Shane Dawson merch.
We do. We used to like Shane Dawson. That's a whole nother.
That's when we thought he had actually put in the work to change.
Yes,
and he did not. But
no,
I mean he was popular for a reason. The only people like, anyway, he retweeted a photo of us and put queens.
He
and
did.
We were so excited at the time.
It was kind of great, but weird. I had 14-year-olds like commenting on the photo. It was very weird.
But now nobody can bring it up to try to cancel us in the future because we brought it up ourselves.
I mean, we're also admit to it. But so
yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I didn't know that he was fucked in the head. Sorry.
And like Jeffree is so problematic. But basically, Jeffree was the only person that I saw who identifies as androgynous, non-binary, but you can use any pronouns for him. A lot of people just use him. He refers to himself as he, she, they, really any pronouns. And he was kind of the first person that I realized that I enjoyed his look, because it was very like feminine but also masculine. Yeah. And like he identified a different way, and like he was like literally the first person that I had actually seen that I was like, wait, I like you. It's not that I'm attracted to you, but it's like, I like you. Why? And I started kind of doing research. And then my girlfriend actually helped me out a lot, where she and I kind of sat down and she was like, have you ever heard of the term non-binary? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess like in like mainstream, like, because like also there's people called transgenders. And I'd only heard of it in that way. So transgender is basically somebody who their sole purpose is to be, I have to be very careful, be something they're not to get attention, which is not all trans people. So like I had somebody in my grade who came out as a trans man because she wanted to be, and I say she because she like went back on her statement and was like, I only did this for attention, and said that. And she only did it to be the first trans person to go, from a sorority to a fraternity. She wanted to be the very, very first person to do that. And that's why she came out as trans. And I'm not saying all trans people are like that. Please don't take this that way. But there are some people, and those people, we call them trans trenders. There's a lot less than people try and make it out to be, because they want to try and make it all trans people are trying to get attention, which, like, we're not. We're just kind of living.
Why would you want?
Right. Right. That's my question, too. So anyway, so it's like, that's the only thing. I mean, a lot of my friends were non-binary, too, and trans, and I respected their pronouns, of course. I just never understood it. I mean, I would ask them questions too, not invasively, but like I would ask them questions. And so it was kind of one of those things where my girlfriend happened to bring it up and was like, hey, have you ever heard of non-binary? And I was like, yeah, actually. And I started researching it. And I was like, wait a minute, actually, I kind of agree with this. And then I also started kind of getting to know more people who use they, them pronouns and getting to know more people. And it's one of those things. I just burped. I'm sorry. It's one of those things where, like, I started identifying more and more with it. And now, like, we had this discussion again where it's always my girlfriend, which is great. And, like, I do want to clarify, she's not cisplaining. She's not, you know, being like, oh, well, blah, 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 or trying to make me into something.
She's just trying to be helpful.
She is. And again, she's gone through this class. She knows about a lot of different identities. She actually does a lot of research on identities, which is really sweet. And so it's like, I'm non-binary / like gender non-conforming. So gender non-conforming is like where you have an idea of a gender where it's not what society normally thinks of the gender as. So like I see myself as a very like feminine guy a lot of the time. And that being said, I still wear makeup. I still, you know, I don't always wear a binder. I don't always present as like a manly man. I'm like very masculine side of the identity spectrum. I don't identify fully as a trans man, because again, not that you have to, but I don't have any bottom dysphoria. I don't. And that, again, is part of my story. I don't want to say you have to have bottom dysphoria to be a trans person or be a trans man. You don't have to have any surgery to be a trans man. You don't have to do anything. If you identify as a trans man, you're a trans man. And you're a man. But that being said, it's like, this is part of my story. And so I always just like to be clear because I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable or make people assume certain things. So we've talked about that recently, which has been interesting. But yeah, so all that being said, that's kind of the first time. I don't know the exact date, to be entirely honest. I mean, I try to answer questions as best as I could, but I don't know the exact like date.
I just like honestly cannot
remember. Or time. Like, I can't either.
Even remember the year. Like, I feel like it was sometime in our senior year at Belmont.
I think it was either senior or like the year after.
Yes, because I think it was our the year first after. Day of senior year, we took those pictures at Target.
Yeah,
and we were literally wearing a dress.
Yes, and I still use she/her pronouns at the time, so it was definitely a year afterwards.
Yeah,
because also I didn't meet Maddie until I graduated. Remember?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. We graduated over 2 years
ago. Oh God, we did. So it was sometime around the time when I had met Maddie. We started dating. Because I still have a bracelet that she gave me that says lesbians.
Yes, because that makes so much sense. Because I remember that, like, struggle.
Which yes,
I can't speak for her, and she's not here right now.
No, you're good.
But like, I remember like her being like, well, I identify as a lesbian, and like
this is
kind of hard and confusing.
I do want to talk on that, so that might be your next question actually. So
yeah, whatever.
I will say, so on that note, so your gender, your sexuality, your sex, any of that is what you make it. And so my girlfriend,
yeah, you choose your own labels.
Right. And my girlfriend is the only out gay person really in her family. Ow, I just kicked something that hurt. She's the only out gay person in her family. And she worked really hard to have worked really hard to have her label as a lesbian. Which is okay. And that being said, you can use binary words to describe yourself, your partner, any of that. Like, I still say, like, oh yeah, we're lesbians, or like, oh, like I'm a useless lesbian. Like I'll say stuff like that, but like I still, at the end of the day, she still knows I'm non-binary, still uses my pronouns. And she calls me her girlfriend a lot of the time, or her partner, or things like that. And it's, a lot of people have actually called me out and been like, well, she doesn't respect you. I'm like, no, I respect her label. I respect how she identifies. She identifies as a cis woman who is a lesbian. She loves women except for me. That's what she says.
And Demi,
which is funny. Her friend the other day was like, you're a bad lesbian because both people you love are non-binary. But like it's that type of thing where it's like a lot of people have gotten on to me, which I'm like, okay, fuck you, or like have gotten confused because they're like, oh my god, doesn't your girlfriend say like she's a lesbian, blah 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 blah, and I'm like, yeah, but like also when we first started dating, I told her there was a high possibility that I could be a trans man, and she was like, you know what, I've never dated someone like that before, but if we vibe, we vibe, like if it works out, works out. And she's still very much that way. She still supports me in general, and it's like, she's always been very supportive, always, you know, used my pronouns, helped me find new pronouns, has been just very supportive in general, never batted an eye at anything. And that being said, it's like, she can identify however she wants, however she wants. At the end of the day, I know she respects me. She respects trans people. She respects pronouns. She's not a TERF. She's not anything like that, which is a trans exclusionary radical feminist, which don't believe like trans women or women.
And then they're not feminists because feminists believe in equality and equity for
exactly
all genders, races,
right,
sexualities.
Yeah, it would be like someone like J.K. Rowling as a TERF, but anyway, someone who was like,
conspiracy theories, she didn't write the Harry Potter books.
I mean, there's a high chance she didn't,
but
that being said, that's a whole different conversation.
Part of that though is that like conspiracy is anti-feminism because they say a man really wrote it.
I don't believe that. I believe a group of people could have written it, kind of like Carolyn Keene with all the Nancy Drew books. Nobody is actually Carolyn Keene. I mean, that's a known fact, but that being said, it's like, it could be a group of people, kind of like how ghostwriters exist. Yeah. In songs.
Did you know that me with my 1,000 streams that I have
I was like, wait, where is this going? You were about to talk about
that I have ghostwriters, apparently.
Oh my god,
according to some haters.
Oh my god,
because you know everybody wants to ghostwrite for a person that is not famous.
Yep. But yeah, all that being said, so going back to my girlfriend, So it's like, you can identify, you can make it how you want to. You can use cis words like boyfriend, girlfriend, or you can use partner, or B-O-I-F-R-I-E-N-D for a boyfriend.
Oh, I was like, slow brain.
No, you're good.
It's okay. One time I got yelled at because I called Brandon my partner. Not by him.
What?
By some random old man.
Oh my god.
So that's for gay people.
And I said, it's for anybody.
I said, we weren't engaged yet. I said, well, I live with him, so he's technically my domestic partner by law.
Yeah. And like, also the term partner, people like, yeah, but cis people can use it.
What if I'm talking about a cowboy? What if he doesn't know? He didn't know me.
My cowboy. No.
My partner.
Oh my god. But like, cis people using terms like that, not even saying it's not a cis thing, makes it more normalized.
That's what, yeah, that's part, which is of the reason, fine,
there's
it
nothing
too
wrong with it,
which I liked it better than boyfriend because I felt like at the time he was more than just a boyfriend. Yeah. And so I like to use it, but also if people that are straight and cisgendered use it, then somebody's not immediately clocked as being gay for using it.
Yeah,
because then it's like,
exactly,
and which some people are like, well, who gives a shit? Well, it could be a dangerous situation.
It could be. And so it's a lot of that kind of language. And again, it's like, if you're non-binary, you can use binary terms if you want.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm
not a big fan of labels. I think we should all pick labels that fit us best if we want to. Mm-hmm. But we're humans. Like, why is everything...
It's super fascinating. I actually don't have a label for my sexuality anymore. Which is like kind of confusing is the first part of this episode. That's why I use the term gay instead of lesbian.
Yeah.
Is because like I technically, if I was a trans man, I would be straight. Because I like women. But that being said, I also like I also find non-binary people attractive. I find trans men attractive, which I have to be careful with that because basically I like anybody except for...
We're getting canceled.
No, we are. I like anybody except for cis men. That being said, it's like I also have to be careful because I respect trans men. And I just find them attractive because I don't know. I just know, well, here's what it is. I know that they have been through the struggle of being identified as a woman in society. And so they understand how to not be like toxic masculine. They understand, you know, periods. They understand a lot of stuff like that, which is fine. So anyway, I don't want to say like, oh, trans men aren't men. Like they are men. Definitely. But I prefer that type of man, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, so it's just fascinating all the way across the board. But, and I only found that out after being in a relationship with my girlfriend. But I think it's because whenever I kind of accepted my gender identity and whenever I kind of explored my gender identity, I was like, wait a minute, I'd always close myself off from all these different people. Not saying that I would, you know, go out and date them, because obviously I love my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm in love with my girlfriend. I, you know, I'm only with her. Which is, you know, I am a monogamous person. That's just kind of how I am. But all that being said, it's like, I realize now that I had closed myself off from so much of the community because I didn't accept myself. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But yeah, what are your other questions? Sorry.
I'm trying to
think.
I feel like we've covered like a lot of good things though.
We have.
Being too...
Because like
the top,
this, you know? This isn't, I wasn't going to tell, you know, story, you know, I was going to tell a full story like when I came out as gay because I don't really have the full story yet. Yeah. If that makes sense. Like I'm still figuring it out. It's still a process. I'm still figuring out what I like and what I don't like. And so I'd rather answer questions and help people answer. Like I've had people straight up ask me like, hey, you know, how do I ask somebody? Or like, what are the different types of surgeries? Or what are, you know, different surgeries? Or how does a trans man, if he wants to have a fully trans, not trans, I'm sorry, fully male body, which again, how they identify as male body, i.e. both surgeries. Mm-hmm. I've been asked that before, which again... is a lot of people see that as disrespectful. I don't, because I know this person in particular was asking me from a place of genuine curiosity.
Which, do these people know that the internet exists?
That's where I was kind of like, okay, so this is, you know, this is what it's called. You can Google it. That's where I kind of ended it. And I was like, hey, just want to let you know, to anybody else, this is really offensive to ask. To me, I don't give a fuck. I know you're coming from a place of trying to learn. Which is fine. If they genuinely are, that's fine. But if they're not, then I'll be like, okay, well, fuck you. You know, go research. Don't ask me what, you know, what genitalia I have. That's for me to know and nobody else.
I know. That's a weird thing.
Like, that's also a weird question for me to ask. Like, I don't ask that, but for like my brain to process asking somebody else. But I also, I'm sure... I've had a lot of people come out as polyamorous around me. And I've recently asked them a lot of questions. Nothing invasive, nothing that invasive whatsoever. But I'm still sure it's probably like a couple of dumb questions, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, when people are genuinely asking because they want to help somebody in their life, I'd rather them ask me those questions than the person they're trying to help.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So yeah, so it's one of those things where, again, that's why I don't have like an exact story, but I'm just answering questions, is because I don't know. I'm still, you know, still living through it, still figuring it out. I just know identifying as a woman and using she, her pronouns makes me uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. And that's just kind of how I am. And that's okay. It's not even like perception of women in society. Because I questioned that too. I was like, wait a minute. Men are more favored in society. Is that like part of the reason that I'm more trans masculine, or is that part of the reason why I'm not binary? And I'm not. That's not really it. And so it's one of those things where it's like, I experience myself as I'm just this person and I exist. I exist how I exist.
Yeah, you just are who you are. And
exactly.
If you're not hurting anyone else.
Yeah, and it's all consensual. Yeah, and it's like, it's also the part of, it's also the type of thing where, like, when we talk about femininity or masculinity, it's now I'm very open to people making it how they want to make it for themselves. So, like, femininity, men can be very feminine. They should be feminine.
They should have at least some parts of them, which,
well, yeah,
that's a whole other,
it's a whole nother conversation, but it's like,
we have equated femininity with bad
for men. Yes,
for men. I mean, even kind of for women, like,
yeah,
oh, you throw like a girl, oh, you cry like a little girl, oh, you do,
it's so stupid,
this like a girl. It's like,
I mean, I still use the term calling somebody a dick, which I really shouldn't, because that's,
oh.
I don't know. That's, I feel like that's offensive. I feel bad. But it's one of those things where it's like, you know, a lot of our language is either gendered or stereotypical. Where I want to see, especially in this newer generation, I want to see men be very emotional, very, you know, not necessarily feminine, but very emotionally available, very emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
Please. And it's like, if you see that as feminine, then who the fuck cares? It's like, okay, if you call somebody feminine for doing that, at least they can process their emotions more than you.
Yeah, they're emotionally intelligent.
Yes. You, a man with an unwashed ass.
I'll be damned.
If I listen to a man with an unwashed ass. Anyway. Yeah. But that being said, it's like the idea of feminine and masculine is kind of more, I don't know, I kind of see it more as you make it how you want to be. Like, if a man wants to wear a dress, sure. Why the fuck not?
The only reason I don't want them to is because some of them look way better than
I do in a dress. I feel, like, that. I feel that.
I'm like sitting in the corner pissed off, like, ugh.
I know. One of my friends is like, years ago, before I even like realized any of this, he like put on a dress and I was like, holy shit, you look great. I was like, I'm offended.
They look great in like the skater skirts, because like how their build is, like,
yeah, triangle. Like, I mean, heels were originally built for men, for men.
That's true.
So like, and pink was originally color for men, color, yeah, for men. I can't talk. So yeah, so it's a lot of like, I'm very, very for challenging stereotypes. I'm very for challenging your own thinking, your biases. And it's like, I'm also very for, if you're doing something that does not hurt another person and is, you just kicked my dog. Wow.
I didn't know he was right there.
I know. No, he's very quiet. He's fine. So if you're, you know, I'm all for somebody being however they want to be, as long as it's consensual and you're not hurting anyone else or yourself. It's
sorry, I keep trying to pet him where I kicked him and his back like
spasms. He twitches. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He it's because you woke him up, so he's a little scared, but no. He twitches when he gets scared. He's fine. But so yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because my phone screen lit up and it's just like a close-up of my fiance's face.
It's pretty great. But yeah, so it's that type of thing where like, I don't know, you can kind of make it how you want to make it. I would love for people to be more emotionally available, more emotionally open,
more empathetic.
Empathetic, God. Yes, absolutely. Where like, men don't have to be portrayed as this, you know, protector or this like very masculine image, because they don't have to be. You know, you can be a very, very feminine man, processing your emotions without being considered gay. And not saying being gay is a bad thing. But a lot of men don't want to be considered gay because they think it's some like dirty connotation, or at least like from what I've heard in the South. And it's like, expressing your emotions does not immediately mean you're gay. It literally means you're a person.
Yeah, you're human.
So yeah, all that being said, I mean, that's a lot of kind of my story, kind of where I come from is just,
yay,
it's just like experiencing things and like learning from people. But...
The door opened.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend's back.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much
the end. I mean, this is pretty much the end. I mean, also, I will say, like, if anyone does have any questions, feel free to email, like, our stories from the 615 at gmail.com email, or you can contact our Instagram or my Instagram.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, us, I'll send you over to Ace.
Yeah. And also, if it's something more personal, I mean, we won't both read it. If you just say, like, for Ace, Maddie will just send it to me. Hello. My lovely girlfriend who we talked about earlier is back. But yeah, so
with the Target bag.
Oh my god. Yes. So that being said, like, if you have any questions, or if you just want to learn about, like, non-binary people or trans people, or if you want any sort of resources, I mean, feel free to just, like, contact me. I have Facebook groups. I have, you know, a list of clothing. I have all these different things that people have asked me. And, you know, yeah, at the end of the day, it's like,
and we will not out you either.
No. We definitely won't out. We're not wanting to out anybody. We're never going to discuss anything that you send in relation to this on the podcast.
No.
I mean, if you have something funny to tell us that you want on the podcast, sure, by all means. But he got a new squeaky toy that says love is love. Archer is not an ally. He is a very gay dog. A lot of people don't know that, but it's really funny. Anyway, so
also,
that all being said,
if you work at corporate and Target and you want to sponsor us,
oh yes,
it looks like we're sponsored by them just because we talked about them in this, and also we just posted a TikTok and a reel that was all centered around being at Target.
Yes,
we're not, but Target,
we need money.
You know,
I spend too much money
because I have to work for your ass.
I spend too much money at Target. So Target, please.
I have cried in the Target bathroom. I've cried in the Target back room.
Oh, I haven't cried in the Target bathroom.
I've cried on a ladder in the back room at Target. I've cried.
This is not getting them to sponsor us.
In the shoe department. No, they should know. I've been through it for them. So they need to come.
Target, pay us. Yeah. Anyway.
And we're going to play a song.
We are.
We haven't picked it out yet.
Great.
We'll insert.
I'll insert it here. But yeah. Until next time. But again, if you have any questions at all, hit us up. Email us. I don't know.
FaceTime us.
FaceTime. No.
If you want to be a guest, Instagram? Please reach out.
Oh yes.
We're getting people that are reaching out.
We are. It's great. I mean, we have before, but it's like very exciting.
But
to get a lot of like diverse people. But yeah. Anyway, until next time.
Goodbye, Z's.
Goodbye. Oh, I almost burped. Okay, bye. 'Cause always wash up. Why is everybody trying to make